Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I really am to have you be with me on this beautiful December 17th, 2017. Wow. 1770. Anyway, add it up. It might mean something astrologically. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to talk about consequences and the consequences of our life upon the face of our living and how important it is to understand what we are, who we are, where we are, and what our lives are all about. And I want to remind you, if you are listening to these radio programs or watching my TV programs on the website at aspire.org, I'm honored. I truly am. And I hope that you will consider becoming a sponsor in order to sustain these things. They cost money, everything. You know what I'm going to say. Every radio program I start with, I have to say this. And it isn't because I'm greedy. It's because you ignore me. And it's so easy to ignore. My mystery donor will match your sponsorship from now until the end of the year, and any donation you make to sustain Aspire Radio TV. And I hope that you will consider becoming a sponsor and allowing him to match, because it is in the matching of his donations that really allows us the freedom to be on the air and to do the things we do, like this radio program and the TV programs. We're going to have new ones coming up, ones I've done before on Cahill Gibran. So I'm very excited about that coming up. Anyway, please become a sponsor. Help us sustain our radio program and our TV program. And if you become a sponsor, he will match. Go to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org. And if you get there, you will see support on the main page. Just click on it. A drop-down menu will come, and it will say, why support Aspire? It's a very good question, and I think you'll find the answers very interesting. How we use your donations. They are tax-deductible. And I will send you a receipt for your income taxes. So I hope that you will help us to help the world. And we do. We honestly do. There are many people who come and listen and watch our TV programs who never say a word, never give a cent, but they repeatedly come over and over and over again. And that tells us something. And that, of course, is very meaningful to me. And I hope it is to you. The consequences of yourself upon the face of your own life, and the consequences of your life upon the face of this earth. Two very important things to be aware of in your life. And I looked up the word consequence. A result or an effect of an action or a condition. The consequence of anything is to accept responsibility for the negative results of one's actions as a result. That is the dictionary definition. But I don't see it just as negative. I do see it as something that is accumulative, and I want to go into that. So let's get into our questions. First one comes from Tracy in Illinois. You say that what happens to us is a consequence of ourselves. How is that? I don't understand, Tracy. Tracy, everything I do in my life, including this radio program that I'm doing currently right now, all of these things have their consequence in our life. How you pay your bills, the money you give, and to what you give to, and how you live your life. All of these things have something to do with creating a consequence, a result in your life and in yourself. My consequences are in how I do anything, as we say in Zen, is how I do everything. And everything has a result to it. Everything has its beautiful result. It is not logical. It is illogical. So if I give you, let's say, Let's say I give you money. That's an easy one. I give you money and I give it to you begrudgingly, or I give it to you out of guilt and shame because maybe I owe it to you. Let's reverse our postures here. You're doing radio and I'm the donor or the potential donor. And I hear you say, oh, Greg needs money for his radio program. And I do go there quite a few times a week. And all right, I'll write him out a little check. And you send it in or you make a donation. If I take that attitude, all right, I'll just do it, you know, because I really should. And I feel bad that I haven't up to now. That has consequences to it. It really does. If I listen to my ego, my human heart, I won't give anything. And I know a lot of people that give, but they don't give anything. And then I watch people give, and they put their totality in it. Remember the widow's mite? She was very poor, and she was putting in half a penny that she had to the temple treasury. And Jesus said, she put in her everything. She put in her whole living, he said, into that gift. And of course, that gift then turns into a consequence. And for her, it was beautiful. What happened, we will never know. But it's an interesting insight that she put all of her living, as Jesus said, into that very small amount of money. That's all that mattered. Jesus didn't say, well, she only put in, you know, a quarter of a penny. What a cheap person she is. He didn't say that. He was talking about her motive, her motivation, her way of giving, her action. And in that action, there was a consequence. Now, what, like I say, what happened to her, we will not know. We don't give to get. We give because we can. Because our giving is a consequence, now listen to me, of our spiritual heart. So everything that I do, whether I'm washing my dishes or cleaning my toilet or dusting the house or vacuuming or driving my car or writing out a check, whether it be for a bill or whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I give from my heart. And a lot of people don't give from their heart. They can't. They give logically. They give mathematically. They give with reason of thought, thinking, well, this person logically has helped me, or I've logically taken advantage of this situation, blah, blah. And people go on and on with that. So they miss. Because you don't give out of that. You give from the heart. And how you give and what you give to matters. And how it matters is what I give to in this world will be the consequence of things that will happen in this world. What I give from my heart will be a consequence of what occurs within my lifetime. Now, people get all caught up in the minutiae of all of this and start making it silly. Well, I only want good things to happen to me. Things are going to happen, and you won't remember how you did or gave in any given situation. You really won't. People think that they'll remember, but they don't. You don't remember how you did the dishes that day or one day and you were angry, or how you begrudgingly did some chore or routine, how you had to clean up somebody else's mess. You won't remember that and the resentment that was there. You will think, your mind, your ego will think it's lily white and it didn't do anything wrong. Anything self-destructive, I should really say. So really, what I have to do is I have to understand the nature of my karma. And it might be that in my case, I've been given a lot of grace for the stupid things I've done in my own life, for the cruel things I've done in my own life that I didn't know was cruel. And I have been given a tremendous grace for all of that, and for that I am profoundly grateful. So to me, the consequence of my own life is to give, not for the sake of, you know, changing other people, but to give as a gratitude for the grace that has been given to me. And Tracy, you need to have that as well. Trust me, you do. All of us do. It isn't just me, it's everybody. And if you can do that, if you can be graceful and gracious and merciful in your giving of anything, whether, like I say, it's a chore or you're dealing with a person or you're giving money or whatever you're doing, if you can do it out of the gracefulness of your heart, not your human heart, your authentic heart, much will happen. Really, it will. Trust me on that. If someone like me, who has made as many mistakes as any other human being on this planet, can be given such graceful kindness in his life, then so can you. And it is a very touching and beautiful thing to experience. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question is from Lynn in Milwaukee. Wow, Milwaukee, they make beer. Remember the Hams commercial? I just love that bear thing. Okay, Lynn, is everything we do connected to some consequence? If so, I'm in trouble, Lynn. Lynn, I liked your little joke at the end there. I really did. Everything has a consequence, like I said a little earlier. Everything we do matters. Everything that matters, we do. So it goes back and forth and back and forth. Have you ever done something, let's say, rather abruptly, without any sense of forethought about what you were doing, and you screwed things up pretty badly, and then you had to fix them? You know what I mean? You had to fix them. And you think to yourself, oh my God, what did I do here? And it's my own fault. You can blame, oh, I do it all the time with the computer. Don't tell anybody, on my phone. I make all sorts of blunders. And I have big fingers, you know, and I hit the wrong button and blah, 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 and the thing happened. And then I go, oh, Apple, damn Apple. But really, it's me. Don't tell anybody, okay? So you have all of these things you do. And you think that it's someone else's fault or the machinery or the company, but actually it's me, you know. And I have to look at it, and I maybe either change my ways or fix it or whatever. In how I change my ways, in how I fix it, is the key. If I fix it from a sense of humor and a sense of gratitude, as though, and this is the way I do it. This works for me. It may not work for you, but this is how it works for me, since you asked me. I pretend that everything I've screwed up, let's say in the course of a day with my computer, it's acting out now, so really can't use that. But in anything I have to fix that I broke, okay, that I messed up, I pretend it's like a little animal, and I have to nurture it back to health and help it. And that's how I motivate myself to see the bigger picture. And then that satisfies old Greg, okay? And I drop him. I don't listen much to old Greg. Then I move my attentions a little higher, a little above my head, about a foot or so above my head, which is a meditation we've been doing since Mount Madonna in November. But I've been doing this meditation for many moons. You sit there and you start to see the consequence of your fixing of anything. And the kindness of it, the mercy of it, I want you to remember something, Lynn. There is nothing more important, listen to me, nothing more important in this world than mercy. If you can become merciful about anything and everything you do, if you can see, oh, this situation is screwed up and needs my mercy, and you go and you do something merciful for it and by it, you've set into motion a beautiful karma for yourself. This karma will unfold. This karma will translate into your livingness. And you will be given other things to see that are a matter of consequence in your life that need your loving attention. If you don't go to your mind, which is always looking for excuses and ways out and doesn't want to accept responsibility for anything, if you go to your mind, you will miss. You will miss the whole opportunity of fixing anything or changing anything or being kind about anything. But when you're willing to give up the whole idea of the anger and the fear that you might have about any given situation that you're in, and you're willing to look at it and fix it from compassion and mercy, you have changed the level of your life. You've changed the consequences of your living. And now they will turn into other things that will help you further. You may go into another occupation, another career. You may be exposed to different kinds of people that you would never have been exposed to due to the fact of the consequences of your life prior to this. So you start becoming more self-honest and honest with yourself. And that changes consequences immensely. Then you start living your life as a not a matter of fact, but of a matter of love. And that changes your consequences greatly. And before you know it, you've changed your consequences. You've changed everything that lives and moves and has its being in you, and now everything has changed. You are letting love live you. You ask me, is everything we do with consequence? Absolutely yes, everything. You couldn't touch a glass of milk and not have a consequence. You can't get in your car, just get into the car without consequence. Everything has it. And to accept responsibility in all of that is one of the most beautiful things you can do with your life. Because it means, as I said a little earlier, that you will live more mercifully in your living. You will live in a kinder, gentler way. That will have profound effects upon the way you live your life forever. These consequences will then turn into blessings. They have in my life. They will in yours, I guarantee it. And things will come into your life that you never thought you would ever experience or never conceived of experiencing. And you will be humbled. And when you get humbled, it means that you start seeing the effect you have, not only in your life, but in the lives of other people. That everything you do is a matter of consequence. And you do many beautiful things with people, understanding them, giving to them, sharing with them. You will change the ebb and the flow of everything that is important. In these consequential changes, you will find your life shifts and moves into another direction. And as it shifts and moves into another direction, you too will shift and move into another direction. You will start to become conscious of everything you do. conscious of your life, conscious of your livingness. Conscience will no longer beset you. It will be consciousness that will matter. And that, my friend, is a very important moment in a person's life. I hope that helps. Thank you, Lynn, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question comes from Gerald in Los Angeles. Does humankind in general have a consequence, especially with how you emphasize the collective unconscious? Gerald. Oh, yes, Gerald. Oh, yes. Oh, are you right? That was very astute of you. And normally I wouldn't bring this up because it's kind of frightening to the pedestrian mentality that usually accompanies this radio program here. But yes, you are right. Humankind as a whole has a consequence unto itself. And you are seeing it. You are seeing it in the weather. You're seeing it in politics. You're seeing it in technology. Oh, yes. We've used our knowledge not to help each other, to heal each other, but to destroy each other. Do you honestly not think we did not have a cure for cancer years and years and years ago? My mother died of it some 54 years ago, and the methods they used then to help her, quote unquote, is the same ones they're using now. It's no different. The pharmaceutical companies want to make money off of cancer, not cure it. So when you give a donation to the American Cancer Society, you got to ask yourself, where is this going and what is it doing? Of course they know how to. Look at what we've done. We can go to the moon and back, and we have all these rockets. Do we use the rockets to serve humankind in some other way other than travel into space? No, we use them to carry nuclear warheads. We are a very troubled people in a very troubled society in a very troubled world. And we are troubled not by enemies. Our enemy is ourself. So there is a great deal of difficulty going on in this world. And it is brought on by us. It is brought on by the consequence of everything you do. You think you don't matter? You think that little things you and I do in the course of a day when we're cussing somebody out who cut in front of us or did something rude to us and we get all annoyed at them, get angry? We don't realize they know not what they do. And by the way, I've done it too. It matters. There are the consequences we have in this world and how we've lived here. And there are the consequences of ourselves upon the face of our own life. Everything matters in this world. Don't think it doesn't. It does. You want to think it doesn't? Well, you can think whatever you want. It's a good little cop-out. That way you don't have to take responsibility. But for those of you who understand the nature of life and your place in this world and understanding your place in this world, it is very clear that everything we do matters and everything we've done has some effect upon our world as well as ourselves. So take heed, my dear ones. Live in the love that lives you. Live and do in the kindness that you want to be bestowed upon you. Remember, do you want to send this little energy out of, you know, screw you and have it hurt someone, have it hurt some animal, have it hurt you eventually, your kids, your whatever? We have a sign in our neighborhood that somebody put up, and it says, drive like your kids lived here. Well, that were true. I know a lot of people who would put the pedal to the metal. It isn't about taking a personal consequence here. It's about a bigger one. Do no harm. Do no harm. I gotta go. Thank you for listening. Become a sponsor. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.